This is why.
This is why we can't have
these are the reasons.
Nice things.
It could happen to anybody, but mainly these people. Why we can't have nice things takes us to Dallas. And a typo, an administrative error, is going to end up costing the city of Dallas millions and millions and millions of dollars. Yeah, the city staff told council members on Monday the city of Dallas will miss out on $8.6 million in permitting fees after a staff member inadvertently dropped the cost for a commercial remodel permit instead of increasing it in that one little error, which is just a simple click. It's going to forego $1.1 million every single month. Had to tell the city council that.
That sounds fun.
Now, council members, by the way, raised concerns about the error. So. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Maria Fratchirigo is having an extended vacation in beautiful Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
For all the wrong reasons. You see, she went down for a vacation and brought along her trusty parrot on Frontier Airlines. No problem. Well, until she tried to get home. That was a completely different story. Security said, no way. You got to give away the bird. And she said, uh-uh. She's now stuck with said parrot, trying to find an airline to accommodate the both of them.
Is it like an emotional support parrot?
So, you know, I once did mornings with a guy who had a parrot named Elvis. And he would bring him everywhere on vacation. Like, apparently they get really weird and just start picking out their feathers and stuff if they're away from their owners. Maria can't have that.
They get really weird? Dum, 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 dum. Says the guy that puts bunnies in sinks. Let us go to Kentucky. And police in Kentucky responded to calls about a man walking on a highway and he wasn't wearing much. In fact, nothing from the waist down. Yeah, he was just walking along the highway.
Excuse me.
So police officers to deal with this. They pull up and the cop asks, hey, what are you up to? And the guy said, I'm on my way to go get some pants.
That is the best answer I've heard all day.
You know, one could hardly blame James K. King for this. He had no pants. Mm-hmm. He was going to get some. Sounded like a bit of a problem solver.
Do we know where his pants went in the first place?
Yeah, he got belligerent, though. Indecent exposure, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and he had six outstanding warrants.
That's unfortunate. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You have six warrants, you got to put pants on.
Yeah, now he's got some nice orange pants.
Maybe they were like fitted sheet pants and he just couldn't get them on.
They're tough to fold, yeah. So working crazy hours can make you really hungry. For instance, the emergency call center, where a man dialed in because he thought he had an intruder in his home. Dylan Johnson dialed 911 and was horrified to hear the person on the other end was not calling the police. Mm. Oh, no. They were ordering a very specific McGriddle sandwich.
Ah.
It's from McDonald's. Chatham County officials in Savannah, Georgia are investigating. No word on the thief or the McDonald's order, for that matter.
A little surprised they didn't get the new Minecraft adult movie Happy Meal. I loved it.
Is it good? Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Well, I mean, it's McDonald's. I wouldn't call it
I mean, it's no Arby's. What is?
Amen. The Arby's by my house closed, by the way.
Dang it.
That's
what?
An honorary. Dun, 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 dun. It's too early in the process.
Are you okay?
I'm not ready to talk about
it
yet.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not ready to talk about it. Maybe about six more shows and I
okay.
will be. We'll talk about this dude, though. 33-year-old man in North Carolina was caught and arrested after he went into a grocery store on Monday with a machete and stole a cinnamon bun and some incense.
That
33-year-old man, Jeffrey Bradburn, was arrested after he did all this. Store called the police. They tracked him down, and he was, eating the cinnamon bun at the time when the police showed up.
Mm.
It is unclear if he used the machete to cut it in half first. Dum, 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 dum.
So, you know, you had to move your girlfriend a few months ago, KB. And guess what? These things can really pay off. A man in Nottingham, Maryland, helped mom move some furniture at her home and then found lottery tickets that were supposed to be for stocking stuffers but got lost in the holiday shuffle. So he brought them home to his wife. They won $6, then they won $15, and then $50,000. He will be splitting the money with mom, who is really the big winner in this whole situation, considering her son also owes her money and now has no reason to avoid giving it back.
And then what would Why We Can't Have Nice Things be without
Florida Man?
Hi.
Florida Man today is Dexter Smithen. And he went this past weekend over there in Tampa, Florida, to a Tesla dealership to test drive a Cybertruck.
Cyber Beast.
That's the truck. So he meets with the salesperson right there, and he gives Sales Associates driver's license. It's confirmed to be his. Signs a test drive agreement to return the truck to the dealership with 30 minutes of leaving. You can see where this is going. He did not return within the half hour with the Cybertruck. Attempts to reach him on the number he wrote down were unsuccessful. They tried to email him. Then they called the police. They did find the GPS on the Cybertruck. Smithen went to a Home Depot, parked, went inside the store, did some shopping, and then just went home. But no police showed up yet. He returned the Tesla the next day at the dealership because he wanted to return some items that he left.
Oh, my gosh.
He was arrested right there. It turns out he also had about 5 credit cards with 5 different names on it. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, the Tesla truck barely has any room. I mean, why not go for like a GMC or a dually?
The Tesla dealership said they're relieved it's over. And on the bright side, we found somebody that actually wanted a Cybertruck.
Dum, 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 dum.